track 12. And now we come to the feature item. Today's feature is one that's supplied to us by the Newton Abbott Museum and is about the Vickery family. It is read for us today by Denise and Charmaine.
The Vickery family were an important part of Newton Abbott economy. Their wool and leather mills had been in business since the 1700s and were the largest employers in the town up until the railway arrived in 1846. The Vickery family were not just business owners, they were also great benefactors of the town who worked hard to improve both the Highwick and Walborough sides of the River Lemon. Charles Lane Vickery, born in 1883, was the sixth generation of mill owners and the eldest son of Charles Gilbert Vickery. When his father died, Charles Lane became the principal of the firm's mills at just 19 years old. Despite his wealthy background, Charles Lane did not hold himself apart from the local community. He let the grounds of his estate at Dirons to be used for Hospital Saturdays, a fundraising fete to support the local hospital, and was chairman of the committee which ran the event. Charles Lane was also a keen supporter of education, arts and sport, and held a huge number of positions on boards and governing bodies to reflect this. These included presidents of the Amateur Operatic Society, for whom he created several illustrations, steward of the local hunt, honorary secretary for the Gymkhana at Devon County Show, honorary clerk and honorary secretary to the Newton Abbott Racecourse, for whom he drew race cards, chairman of the local higher education committee. He was also on the governing bodies of several other schools, president of Newton Abbott Rugby Union Club, and annual prize giver at Newton Abbott Art School. At one point, he even leased Newton Abbott Rec Ground to make sure that the locals could use it for sport. He was also chairman of the Chamber of Commerce, vice chairman of the Newton Abbott Chamber of Trade, and a member of Newton Abbott Urban Council.
Charles Lane was clearly an extremely busy man, but on top of all these business interests and community activities, he was also a great artist. Ever since he left boarding school at Clifton College, Bristol, in 1902, he was known to excel in humorous character sketches. In these drawings, he poked fun at local characters and events, as well as more well-known national figures. He even had an exhibition in Knott's Art Gallery in Bank Street in 1907. As well as lampooning real people, he drew many Gilbert and Sullivan characters for the local operatic society and illustrated fictional figures in published stories. His drawings were not just seen close to home in local newspapers and items produced for causes he supported, they were also published in national newspapers and magazines across the country, including Tatler and The Sketch. Unsurprisingly, in light of how much Charles Lane gave to town, his memorial service upon his death in July 1953 was extremely well attended by over 250 people. As well as expected family, there were many individuals representing local businesses, councils, schools, sports organisations and the press, reflecting the huge scope of Charles's community efforts. His great affection for the town and the people in it can be clearly seen in the illustrated book presented to Eleanor Higham. The detail in his cartoons show he knew the people of Newton Abbott Hospital very well and was willing to put in a lot of personal time and effort to create such a gift.